Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Fly Girl Show. I am your host, Casey Grant, and today is a very special day to not just crew members, but to the world and to our country. This is another 9/11 tribute, a day that we will never forget. And as we pay tribute to our fallen crew members today on our show, my guests and I will be giving you an outstanding show just to help us to never forget that devastating day. I also would like to invite you to stay tuned for the last 10 minutes, especially as we read the names of all of our fallen flight crew members. And so with that, my host and my guests are going to be Jacqueline Williams and also Diane Hunter. Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Casey. It's a memorable day.
It is definitely one that we would never, ever forget, and we will always find time to pay tribute to our fallen crew members. So, Jacqueline, just a little introduction on you, and then I'll let you to pretty much take over the show because it really is a heart-wrenching tribute that we're going to be doing today. But you are the founder of the Black Flight Attendants of America organization. And with that introduction, you will also be telling us about the organization that is definitely the one that's paying the tribute for When Doves Fly. So if you could just give my audience a little introduction to the organization and then lead us into and start up the tribute for the fallen crew members.
Okay, I'll do my best. Good morning, audience. It's the 15th anniversary, and we lost a lot of crew members. We lost a lot of people in our world, and it's a very sad day for us. But our organization, Black Flight Attendants of America, founded in 1974, we decided to pay tribute to our fallen flight crews and remembering all who were lost on 9/11, the very first year, 15 years ago. And so every year we take this moment to have a memorial tribute. And the reason we decided to do this is because very little attention has been given to our fallen crew members. It just has not been about the first responders in the air, the first responders on the airplane, were the flight crews, the cockpit, and the flight attendants. So we just want to take this moment and pause just for a moment. Please do this with us, please. Thank you. Okay, Casey.
And, you know, as it is so dear to all of us, but you are still flying. You're a flight attendant for United. And Diane was one of the first, if I have this correctly, the first flight attendants for Continental Air, African-American flight attendants for Continental Airlines. Is that correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And so that is a special, a wrench in our heart because we are flight attendants, and so we know exactly what was going on at that moment. And that is the thing that is so hard for crew members to overcome because these respondents were doing their duty. And this unfortunate situation will never be forgotten. And so one of you just continue on with the tribute because, Jacqueline, you were starting it. And, Diane, please feel comfortable to add your comments anytime.
Okay. Good morning to your audience, Casey. This is Diane Hunter. I wanted to share with you some of my reflections of that awful day in September 11, 2001. I was at the airport in Newark, New Jersey, entering Terminal C. Our crew had been on a layover in Newark at a nearby hotel, and we took a 7:30 van to the airport. I, along with my crew, were preparing to check in for a flight. Usually we went over to the airport early, but for some reason that day we all waited and went together in the van. The crew stepped off the hotel van and went into the terminal. Some were walking into the terminal. Others were gathering their crew bags off of the van. When one of our crew members received a call from crew scheduling saying that an emergency alert had been issued, and our crew was told to return to the hotel immediately. Luckily, the van was still waiting in traffic, and we were able to get back into that same van and return to the hotel. We still didn't quite understand what was happening. And when we arrived at the hotel, some of the crew were able to even, we had been gone such a short time that some of us were even able to return to the same rooms. And it was then that we realized that terrorists had hijacked 3 passenger planes and carried out an awful suicide mission against the World Trade Center. It had been North and South Towers, and they also aimed and devastated a portion of the Pentagon, killing nearly 3,000 people on the ground, and every person in the planes, in all of the planes, were killed. There was a 4th plane crash in a Pennsylvania field where the passengers, we understand, had attempted, under the guidance of the flight attendant, to wrestle with those terrorists to prevent them from going into the cockpit. Of course, we know what happened after then.
Exactly.
So after that, we were naturally all at the hotel. It was a horrible experience for everyone. America had been attacked, and we were just crying, most of us, uncontrollably. We huddled together, we cried together, and we prayed, united by horror and disbelief that something so horrific had happened, practically right before our eyes. All the eyes were glued to the television. We could barely bear to be alone. Most of us were not. And naturally, some were emotional wrecks. As that hotel began to fill with fellow crew members embraced each other from all airlines. We shared rooms. Whenever needed, we shared cell phones because we knew that the family and friends were concerned, if not frantic, for our safety. It was important to contact our families and let them know that we were okay. We did share food when necessary, though Continental Airlines provided us with food and shelter for as long as it took. And it took a long time. For our safety, Continental sequestered us at that hotel for 5 days in Newark. There was no transportation, no planes, no trains, no buses out of any of those immediate areas. When some of the transportation did become available, it was only to places where most of us didn't live, since most airline people were commuters. However, we were alive and we were safe. The crews held vigils, and we called them crew vigils with our thankful prayer services. When we asked, our crew vigils were often thankful prayer services where we asked that strength and courage be granted for the families of the victims. Everyone was so anxious to get home to family and friends. When we arrived home, everyone was anxious to reach out and touch loved ones, co-workers, and friends. But we were also so sad, thinking of all those people who had lost their lives, and especially of all the crew members whose families would never see them again.
Exactly.
I cry even now when I think back to that day.
Yeah.
The memories all come flooding back to me as I remember that morning. As I recall, another plane was scheduled to be on that list as well. A Continental Airline, now United Airlines plane, leaving Newark International Airport was also an intended target. Later, we learned that the hijacker could not get on board that Continental, now United flight, but eventually he was able to get on an American airplane. My, my, what a disaster. Those are some of the memories that I recall. They are still so fervent in my mind and just as painful as that day in 2001. We are thankful.
Well, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So that was what I remembered, what happened.
And I agree with you, and I think it's one of those things, it's like when JFK was shot. The world, if you were there, if you experienced it, you will never, ever forget the emotional distress that you found and felt, found out. And just like your story, I was home. I was still flying. I flew, as you know, for Delta Airlines. And I was home. And I called my niece to wish her a happy birthday. And I had the news on. And I saw what was happening. I saw the first plane hit. But I did not know what it was. I thought it was a movie. And she was saying to me, because I kind of went into shock when I realized that it wasn't a movie, and she kept saying, What is it? What are you watching? I informed her as to what was going on. She informed her office what was going on because no one knew. So the devastation that you, all of us will always remember, and the chills and the tears that still reoccur every time we think about that devastation, is something that will never, ever be forgotten. And that's why this tribute today, this program, is so important, to let the families know that we will never forget. And Jacqueline, you were at the airport also, is that correct?
I was. I was inside the Newark airport on 9/11. I had commuted on the red eye from Los Angeles to be in position to work a trip to Narita, Tokyo, Japan. And, you know, I was probably among the travelers on the moving walkway alongside those that had a terror mission. And, you know, they accomplished it. I also remember this. I remember sharing my fully charged, brand new cell phone with the Japanese that were in the gate area awaiting to fly with me because the public phones in the airport had been turned off. And I remember looking at the television in my motel with horror and wondering where and what happened to the first responders on the airplane. Our airline family, our families, my family, and the United States of America. And you know what? This is really, really important, listeners. It was days that passed that I learned. And if you don't know this, this is really, really important for you to remember. The first person to die in the line of duty was a flight attendant. She was protecting the entry to the flight deck. Flight deck cockpit. And we will never forget her. We will never forget any of those first responders in the air. No one ever talks about the first responders in the air. Please remember, before it hit the ground, before it hit the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, there were first responders on the airplane. Please remember that, listeners. We were first.
As they were going beyond their duties, because obviously we have training for everything, but we really don't have training for anything as devastating as that. And
we do now.
We did not.
That's correct.
But emotionally, it's still, it's like anything else. You can be trained until it actually happens. You don't know. But her first response, once again, as you said, which is what we're trained for, is the safety of our passengers.
And as I
try to say, when you are the travelers that are on the airplane, and now we all have become more aware, but your second most important feature on an airplane is your flight attendant. And for the first one that gave her life, I'm very happy that we are giving this tribute to the first responders because, as you say, they don't get as much recognition as they truly, truly deserve.
Well, may I add something, Casey, to that comment? I recall reading about the flight attendants that were on board those doomed airplanes. Most of them, especially a young man and several ladies, of course, were able to get the information to the airlines right away. And we were appreciative and so thankful that the authorities had some idea as to what was going on those airplanes. And they made every effort. They, too, were in disbelief, but they, too, were able to communicate with many of the flight crew individually and get some important, significant information. And in agreement with what Jackie had said about the first responders, we should really read and look up the information that's available to us, and it will tell you and show us just how significant those first responders, flight attendants, were. And that was a comment I wanted to make.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And we're really not, well, we are on one hand, because everybody's input was important, because the world was being confronted with something that we had never been. So from the beginning of it, the first piece of information was vital for saving so many other lives and more devastation than that we did experience. And Jackie, from that, this is where you were able to come up with the idea with wing when doves fly. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I think Diane has a reflection about and a little history about the doves. Diane, can you share that?
Yes, I can, Casey. I'd just like to say that Black Flight Attendants of America began paying tribute to the fallen flight attendants for the first time on 9/11 in 2011, and we presented a program called Twin Doves Fly. The second tribute was in 2012. In 2011, with the first program of When Doves Fly, we used live doves as symbols of our crews. And in 2012, we used balloons. And then in 2015, we did a conference call prayer line in respect and to pay tribute to our fallen crews. So those are the three major programs that we presented that we called When Doves Fly. And I would like to tell you about the significance of the term When Doves Fly. We chose the term When Doves Fly because doves are used as a symbol of love and of the beauty of life. In that instant, the doves were chosen to represent the spirits of our fallen crews as they transcend this life and travel upward toward heaven. In flight, their souls moved with grace and beauty as their spirit ascends and returns home, like doves often do, to the hearts of their loved ones and can remain with them forever. We will continue to pay tribute to our fallen crews as the years have flown by and life goes on. Our hearts still ache for the thousands of lives lost. For 15 years, we have kept the victims killed on 9/11 in our hearts and prayers. To the families and loved ones of those touched by 9/11, we want the world to know that none of them will be forgotten. Most importantly, our fellow crew, flight crews, will be missed. They will be missed for their courage, their sacrifice, and their bravery. We shall never forget. We shall never forget.
That's beautiful, Diane.
Thank you.
That is absolutely, yes. It has brought tears to my eyes.
Me too.
And
me
chills
too.
On me.
Me too.
We have a caller. Let me see if they would like to make a comment for just a moment, ladies.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fly Girl Show. May I ask who's calling?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Welcome to the Fly
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes, good morning. This is Pat calling.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
I know
oh
that
my.
Voice.
What a beautiful, beautiful dedication. I've been listening to the both of you, and again, there's tears coming to my eyes. Jackie, I want to say thank you to Jackie, because if it wasn't for Jackie and the Black Flight Attendants of America, the history of Black Flight Attendants would not even exist. You know, we may hear about it 100 years henceforth, and she brought it right up where people can know the history of Blacks in aviation. I also remember that day vividly. I was not flying then, of course, but I was the captain of the disaster team for the American Red Cross. And I remember, Casey, you said, I was looking at television. I was then a consultant at the Addicts Rehabilitation Center, and I was getting ready to go to work, and I saw the plane hit the building. And I thought it was a movie, too. And when I got to the office, one of the guys said, Pat, a second one. I couldn't believe it. I remember having my grandson, who was maybe five, at a school on 87th Street, and I just drove over there to get him. And the traffic going up Central Park West was something I'll never forget. The cars were bumper to bumper, massive people in the streets that you've never seen before. I got a babysitter for my grandson, and I got my credentials and headed back over the bridges, and the police were just excellent. They checked everyone's ID going down. And getting to the Trade Center, at that point, FEMA did not allow anyone to enter that area, so we were all sent back to a base at the American Red Cross. Yeah. Coming home that night, coming north, there was no one in the streets. The streets, I was the only person in the street from mid-Manhattan all the way to the Bronx. It was memory I'll never forget. I'll never forget how the city looked on that day. And I want to thank you so much for bringing a tribute to the flight crews, because they were the initial people who had to deal with and experience this horror. So, Jackie, thanks so much for that. I mean, that's very important.
We were the first responders, Pat.
Yes, most definitely.
And no one recognized.
A lot of people don't. And, you know, we need to talk because I would like to do this at Schomburg. We've talked about it, but we've never, ever actually done it. But we need to do it at Schomburg next year. We need to give tribute to the crews. And I want to thank you for sharing what you know about
that. And what is your last name? What is your last name,
Pat? Well, it's Patricia Banks Edmiston. I was the first black flight attendant on a major aircraft in 1960.
And thank you, my darling, because, you know, I'm so sorry when you said Pat.
You didn't know which Pat.
But I knew who you were because I recognized your voice.
Daddy knew who I was, yes. Yes, and I spoke to Diane last night, and I was going to make sure I didn't miss you guys in this wonderful tribute.
Thank you for calling.
Well, and to my audience.
Calling. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.
So, Patricia, Pat, we're going to put you back on hold. But thank you so much for calling. And we will definitely tell the audience a little bit more about you, but you were very important. I'm glad I was able to get you in. I have another caller that I would like to give the opportunity to say something. So,
Most definitely. I'll talk to you girls later. Jackie and Diane, I'll talk to you guys later this afternoon.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Diane. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you. Okay, we have another caller I would like to give opportunity to say something. Good morning, caller. This is Casey Grant, host of the Fly Girl Show. Would you like to make a comment this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Oh, good. My name is Gail Shaw, and I've been listening to the broadcast. And, Diane, that was such a wonderful tribute that you gave a few minutes ago, and I'm so glad that we are, you know, taking a moment to actually address and remember our flight crews. And these two girls, Jackie and Diane, they are both incredible, which is just a statement of how flight crews can be. And, you know, I remember I was fortunate enough to be at home myself. I'm a retired flight attendant. But I was awakened with a telephone call that morning, you know, from people that were concerned about me, and they were happy that they contacted me, and I immediately started calling other flight attendants. And it's just, it doesn't even seem like it's been that long. It, you know, it seems like it was only a couple of years ago, and we're talking about 15 years that something so horrible happened on U.S. soil, and I'm just reflecting on it, and I'm glad that you are addressing that situation. Good morning, America.
Thank you, Gail. We'll look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, well, keep up the good work, girls, because you are amazing and incredible in your, you know, purpose, and you got a lot of people behind you. Maybe we don't work as hard as you, but we are still behind you. We love you all. We love all of our flight crews. So, okay, sign off.
We love you too, Gail.
Thank you, Gail.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling.
For calling.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
And
I
thank
really
you for even a...
Do you want to talk?
I'm sorry. I put her on. I thought she had finished. I think I cut her off at the last moment. But we are so thankful for those callers and their comments. And, you know, as we can all still hear it in our voices and the terms that we all so dear to, every one of us have used the same terms because it's the only way you can describe the repercussions of this awful day, and especially for us being flight attendants. And for the audience that the Pat that called in, and to give you a little introduction to her, she was the very first flight attendant that applied for the job and was denied because she was black. And I was so pleased that she did call in this morning, Patricia Banks Edmiston. And that's another wonderful piece of history that we all need to know, as well as this tribute with this information that Jacqueline and Diane are giving to the audience, which is so important for us to know. and then this tribute that we're having. Now, if you ladies wouldn't mind, I have another caller, so let's give them a few more moments to call in and make their comments, okay?
Okay.
Hello. Good morning, and welcome to the Fly Girl Show.
Good morning. My name is Pamela Holmes, and I'm a retired flight attendant from Continental Airlines.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And you would like to make a comment?
Yes, I'd like to make a comment that on that particular day I wasn't flying, but because of my career as a flight attendant, I was so touched by that and terrified on 9/11. And I worried about my fellow flight attendants because, you know, we could be working for one airline, but we could be flying on another airline, and we could be involved, you know, in an incident. So that particular day, I was just stuck to the TV, and I was just completely terrified. My whole world was shipped, was, you know, shaken because I know what the job entails and how important flight attendants are and the crew is. And just to see something happen like that, it just really rocked my world, and I didn't know how to think about it. I was a little terrified, but I knew as a flight attendant, if I was still flying, that is part of our job, to take the good with the bad, and that we're professionals and that we're trained to the end how to react to something in an emergency. And I knew the crew did the best they could at the time, and because we're trained professionals. So that's all I had to say. It's just that I was very touched by that day and terrified, but I knew as crew members, you're highly trained to handle any situation, you know.
And I appreciate that, and you're right, and I'm glad you added that comment, because that's right. We do take this job seriously. And
right.
Yes, and I think that's one of the things that was so hard for me to deal with that day, is because I knew about what they were doing, what their mindset was at that time, that that altitude, because that's what we do. And I think that's why we all were so affected by it, will always be affected, because it is our career. It is our love. It is our passion. And our passengers are our most important concern.
Exactly. And when terror happens or something that's terrifying, we go into our training mode, you know, what we were trained to do. And our utmost important thing is to take care of the passengers and ourselves and take care of everyone, make sure everyone's calm, and help survive. And that's what we're trained to do.
And that's what we're trained to do. So I appreciate your calling in. I'm going to put you back on hold and get back to Jacqueline and Diane. But please stay tuned. We are going to read each name, as I said, the last 10 minutes of the show. We are going to give full salute to them. So please stay tuned and enjoy the rest of the show. And thank you so much for calling in.
And thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
So Jacqueline or Diane, whoever would like to continue on with this tribute, Diane, that was such a touching message that you just gave us for when doves fly. And we have another caller, but we're going to just talk with you guys just a few minutes. And caller, please stay on, and I will get to you as soon as I can. But where did you do – this is a tribute for your 2016 tribute, When Doves Fly, then the radio tribute. Is that your ceremony, or are you going to do something else today?
No, this is our tribute today. I was trying to – give you the order with which we normally, you know, present a When Doves Fly tribute. Our normal, our regular program consists of a beautiful, a opening ceremony in 2012. We were able to, In 2012, we even were able to have the Newark Honor Guard, the Newark FOA Fraternal Order of Police, with us at that time to present an honor guard. And that program, which is following that, we played America Beautiful by the beautiful Ray Charles version. And then we had a prayer from Reverend Percy W. McCray, Jr., who was the director of the pastoral care at Cancer Center of America, CTCA, from Zion, Illinois, give a heartfelt, meaningful, beautiful prayer. And then we presented a welcome from the Newark, New York chapter of BFAOA Incorporated, Ayanna Edwards. And after that, we were able to have a superb music memorial tribute where we used, which we called Glory, and we had that response from Ms. Shanidria Wagner, an associate member, an author from Houston, Texas. And after that, we had a crew member do a beautiful rendition of I Believe I Can Fly. Its name was Omar, a Newark-based flight attendant. And at the end, we did a candlelight service to the tune of Fly, a tribute to our fallen crews, which was music from, I believe it was Barbara Streisand. Okay. And then again, we had reflections just as we were trying to give today. And then we had a closing ceremony from the Newark FOP, Fraternal Order of Police Honor Guard. So that's the normal program, the regular program that we present. Today we, instead of that today, we are using your radio show to present this tribute. But even though we did not have a complete program, we are still calling today another moment of tribute when doves fly. So that is kind of what we had been doing and what we will continue to do. And we will always remember our flight crew. We will always remember all the other people who lost their lives. But we thank you for giving us this moment and this method to share with the world what we feel and how we feel about our fallen crew members.
Two things I would like to interject, two things that are important. I am honored, number one, to be able to have this tribute on my radio show. And as my guest knows, or for you to pass the word on, you can go in and listen to this show anytime. So, and it is all over. I have people in Africa who tune in and wait for the show. So this is truly, when you say all over the world, this show is all over the world, and I am pleased to once again be host of the Fly Girl Show and be a part of this significant tribute. That's number one. And number two, I would like to ask, I want you to tell us if you know, and just put this in your head because I'm going to take another caller, do you know of any other tributes that are conducted during this? So just put that on your brain. I'm going to bring in this other caller and let them make a comment, and then we'll come back and you see if you can give us some details about other tributes for just a moment, please. Good morning, caller. This is Casey from the Fly Girl Show. Thank you for calling. Hello? Okay. We're going to go back to that question that I just asked you. Do you know of any other airlines that have any program that pays tribute to the fallen flight crew? Are you aware of any other program, which I just think When Doves Fly is such a beautiful name, and the symbolism in it is just, you know, it sends chills all over. So can you give me any information on that? Do you know?
Yes, there is a tribute every year around this time, Casey. It was actually created by an American Airlines flight attendant, and it takes place, and I'm sorry, I don't have the name in front of me, but it does take place at a memorial park in New Jersey, and they are probably gathered there right now. And United Airlines is also involved in that tribute, a collaborative tribute with United and American, because there are two American airplanes and two United airplanes. So crews gather, families gather, the world gathers at that particular point, probably at this moment, and they are honoring our fallen doves, our fallen crew members.
Our fallen doves, isn't that the truth? And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you make the distinction too, also with the airlines that were totally involved, because sometimes we do forget. But I do believe this should really be a tribute that all airlines should, and I'm sure that they do on their websites of some type. There's no way they don't mention it. But it would be nice if we knew of more airlines that did contribute to a real organized, hands-on for people to come and share and embrace each other, because this is always going to be an emotional time.
It is, Casey, and I just want to stop you for a moment and just to remind you and our listeners that When Doves Fly was created by Black Flight Attendants of America, Inc. It is not something that is used that we know of at the other tributes. This is exclusively our tribute from our organization. And as Diane spelled out for you and the listening audience, how special the doves are and what they mean to us as an organization and to flight crews around the world globally.
Yes. Well, I commend you for that. I'm so happy. And one of these events, I would like to have you back again, definitely on the radio, but I also would like to be there in person. And so I have another caller. Let's see if we can bring this one in that would like to make a comment. So just a moment, please.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Casey Grant. You're on the Fly Girl Show. Do you have a comment for us today?
Yes. Good morning, Casey. I would like to thank you and your guests for the tributes that you're making today. I know that today's program is specially designed to pay tribute to 9/11, and I'd like to thank Jackie and Diane for all of the work that they've done so diligently for the organization and for this particular tribute. If you have time before the program is over, I would like to hear about some of the ongoing activities and past activities of the Black Flight Attendants and things they're doing to try to raise the consciousness and educate the public about perhaps jobs, opportunities, and things that might be available to people, especially the underserved communities in our nation, and things that people and young kids can look forward to in the airline industry, and what sort of services, hospitals, nonprofits, et cetera, that the organization has been involved in. So if you have time, I would like to hear a little bit about that. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll ask Jackie to do that. Thank you so much for calling, and please enjoy the rest of the show. Remember, we are going to name each fallen crew member by name in the last 10 minutes of the show. So thank you so much for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Casey?
Yes. Yes.
This is Diane again. I would like to add to that caller's comment that Black Flight Attendants of America Incorporated have created a literacy for youth program at Martin Luther King Drew Medical Center here in Los Angeles for, I don't recall the number, but for many, many years. For all the years that the hospital has been in existence, we have participated by giving books and reading other reading materials related to books appropriately for the appropriate age of the children that are hospitalized. And we do that as part of an ongoing Christmas program where we visit the hospital and have a holiday party for all the kids that are ill and sick at the hospital. That happens every December. In January, we always participate in the National Martin Luther King March, which is sponsored by our Atlanta chapter. And then February comes, and we do a Black History program where we like to go to various locations, bases, and other places. Our flight crew bases especially, and present a history of Blacks in aviation as a skit or a program for people who want to listen and hear and be involved in that. And then in August, we usually have a national convention, and then we participate twice yearly in the at the Compton Airport here in Los Angeles when they have a career youth day for the community, and they participate continuously and proudly with that, where they are able to give scholarships to young people who are interested in flying careers, and we help with that quite a lot. And then we also work with OBAP, the Organization of Black Airline Professionals, to help them promote their careers in aviation days and their various activities. One that we enjoy has been when OBAP works with the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and we have a track meet and other athletic events which we act as referees and host and work with it. So we have a lot of things that we have done, and we will cut this off at this point, but we just like the public to know that we are making a great effort to promote careers in aviation and encourage our youth. Thank you, Casey.
I love that. And
that was outstanding, Diane.
Do you have a contact number for that, for so that they can go on and get some information, or a telephone number? Can you give that to us quickly, because we're getting close to the time that we want to be able to call, lose all of our falling. So can you give us a phone number or contact information?
Casey, at this time, we would just like to give you our email address, and if you're interested, by all means, contact us. It's BFAOA, and that means Black Flight Attendants of America, BFAOA@AOL.com. Please contact us, and we'll get right back to you.
And it is also on my front page of my radio show. So for the listeners, if you did not quite understand that, I do have the email address so you can contact this wonderful organization. Become a part of it. Please join. It is a worthwhile. I am a member of it, and I believe in it, and I do support them. So with that being said, I want to make sure we have enough time for all the names to be read. And for my audience, we are now going to salute all of the fallen flight crews, and we are going to give each name of those crew members. And so please listen with a prayer in your heart as we read their names. Are we ready, ladies?
We're ready.
Thank you. Take over.
American Airlines Flight 11, John Aganowski, Thomas McGinnis, Barbara Arstegui, Jeffrey Coleman, Sarah Elizabeth Lowe, Karen Martin, Kathy Nicosia, Betty Ann Ong, Jean Roger, Diane Snyder, Madeline Amy Sweeney, United Airlines Flight 175, Victor Saracini, Michael Horrocks, Robert Fangman, Amy Jarrett, Catherine Labori, Alfred McCurrand, Amy King, Michael Teru, Alicia Titus, United Airlines Flight 93, Jason Dahl, Leroy Homer, Lorraine Bay, Sandra Bradshaw, Wanda Green, CeCe Lyles, Deborah Welsh, United Airlines Flight 77, American Airlines Flight 77, Charles Burlingame, David Charlebois, Michelle Heidenberger, Renee Ann May, Jennifer Lewis, Kenneth Lewis. Thank you.
We're lighting a candle for you, crew. Lighting a candle for you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're lighting a candle in our hearts and in our spirits, in our mind, in our soul, and in our spirit. I tell you, this is a day that brings sadness to all of us. But I really appreciate the work that you ladies have done, the organization, the information that you have brought to us so that we will never forget. The world will never forget. I thank you, Jacqueline. I thank you, Diane, so much for being a part of it, for organizing it, and I really appreciate that you were on the show today. Would you like to have a few last words? We have a few minutes.
Thank you, Casey, so much for having us. I just want to tell our audience that I am still in awe that our nation has shared so little information about the first responders on the airplanes. Our flight crews are equally as deserving as those land crews and responders everywhere. Please remember that. Keep us in your prayers and remain in our hearts forever. And let's do this again every year. Thank you, listening audience. We appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. You're in our hearts. And we love you. We love you, our flight crews. We love you, all of those that were affected by this tremendous tragedy globally. And we thank you, Casey, so much for taking the time to have us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And Diane?
Jackie said it all. We're very emotional at this point, and we just thank you for giving us this opportunity to share our sincerest, deepest feelings today in memorial of all those who have been lost. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much, and I will like to say we are emotional. We are all dealing with this, and as you can hear it in my voice, you can hear it in Jacqueline, you can hear it in all the callers, you can hear it in Diane's voice. This is something that we will never, ever forget. The world will never forget. And as we read each name, I said a prayer, and I hope that you, my audience, I hope that you sent out a prayer for all those that their lives that day, for the many crew members and for the many other people that their names will be read, their names will be remembered, their spirits will never, ever die. I am so thankful that I was able to do this show today. I am so thankful for all of you that tuned in. Thank you so much for my callers. Sorry for the ones that I was not able to bring in, but I hope that you will join me next week as I bring another show to you. This is Casey Grant, and I am host of the Fly Girl Show. And once again, that call-in number is 347-857-3609. I hope that you will feel comfortable to call in, add a comment, add a suggestion to whatever show I will be presenting. But let us all take a moment after I sign off, another moment of silence, just to say we will never let this happen again. God bless America, and God bless all of you. Thank you so much. Tune in next week. I'm signing off, and this is your host, Casey Grant. Thank you.